heard about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency, safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
And Voice News, your global link.
Church defends role in Lungu barrier impasse mediation. Lusaka accountant arrested for increasing his salary by 30% without board approval. And three patients evacuated from Hunter's virus hit cruise ship off Cape Verde. Good evening, what's the news? I am Margaret Mwanza. Pentecostal Assemblies of God presiding bishop Joshua Banda has refuted assertions that the church has failed to mediate in the barrier impasse involving former president Edgar Lungu, his family and the government. Bishop Banda says it is unfair to conclude that the church has been ineffective in its mediation efforts, noting that it has been actively involved at every stage of the engagements. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka today, Bishop Banda explained that although the church's role may not always be visible to the public, it has maintained consistent communication with both the Lungu family and government. He added that the church remains committed to ensuring that the matter is resolved and that the closure is achieved as soon as possible. Some matters take time, and this is one of those situations. However, the mediation team is confident that closure will be reached soon, said Bishop Banda. He has since urged members of the public to remain patient and to continue trusting the church as a credible mediator in resolving the impasse.
From the rightful people, most likely the family themselves, because it's a family we are concerned about, and we are really praying that all our efforts to support the Lungu family will materialize towards closure for them and for the nation.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called on residents of Kalabo District, Western Province, to rally behind the United Party for National Development, UPND, ahead of the next general elections, emphasizing the need for continued development and job creation. Mr. Hichilema has expressed gratitude to the people in the area for their support in the 2021 general elections, which propelled the UPND into government. Speaking during a community engagement in Kalabo today, Mr. Hichilema said the vote demonstrated trust in the party's vision and urged citizens to maintain the momentum for the sake of continuity and consistency in national development. Mr. Hichilema stressed that sustained support for the ruling party will enable it to build on its achievements and accelerate economic growth, highlighting the importance of infrastructure development and the establishment of industries as key drivers for job creation, particularly for young people and vulnerable groups. There is need to also open minds for people to work. Government will speak to investors to increase investment in the mining sector that can significantly expand employment opportunities, said Mr. Hichilema. He further directed government ministers in the region to ensure that all ongoing projects are implemented to high standards and are durable enough to stand the test of time.
We need your support to continue. We need your vote on the 13th of August this year. For us to do the Kalabo-Sikongo Road, we need to win in 2026 with a bigger margin. Developing the Sesheke-Livingstone Road, we need your support, we need your votes to continue. Everybody who is not yet in the UPND, when you go home after today, send a message to them that HH is asking you to come to UPND. Leave where you are, come to UPND.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, has arrested and charged Charles Mubanga, an accountant at the Zambia Institute of Mass Communication, ZAMCOM, for abuse of authority of office in relation to salary increments and promotions involving 300,000 kwacha. SCC Acting Head Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, says Charles Mubanga, 56, of plot number 23287/M, Silverest Chongwe, has been charged with three counts of abuse of authority of office, contrary to Section 21(1A) as read with Section 41 of the Anti-Corruption Commission Act No. 3 of 2012 of the Laws of Zambia. Mr. Mono said that it is alleged that between 1st January 2018 and 31st December 2018 in Lusaka District, Charles Mubanga, being a public officer serving as acting executive director at ZAMCOM, abused his authority by arbitrarily awarding himself a 30% salary increment without board approval. He said that during the same period, Mr. Mubanga also allegedly abused his authority by promoting a staff member without regard to ZAMCOM conditions of service and without board approval. Further, it is alleged that Charles Mubanga abused his authority by arbitrarily increasing the salaries of five employees beyond the nine approved by the board, said Mr. Mono in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said that the illegal salary increments and promotions resulted in a loss of government revenue amounting to 301,561 kwacha 11 ngwe. Mr. Mono said that the suspect has since been released on bond and will appear in court soon. The Zambia Police Service has recorded two separate murder cases involving children in Nchelenge and Chibombo districts. In Nchelenge district of Luapula province, police have since detained a couple in connection with the suspected murder of a one-year-old boy identified as Justin Mwansa. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says preliminary investigations indicate that the child's mother, Doreen Mpundu, 24, was married to John Chishimba, 40, in 2025, adding that the child who was from Mpundu's previous relationship was allegedly not accepted by the stepfather. Mr. Chilabi explained that on the night of February 20, 2026, Chishimba allegedly became angry and assaulted the child by headbutting him, saying that the following morning the child reportedly lost consciousness and later died. It is further alleged that the couple secretly buried the child in a bushy area without reporting the matter to the authorities and subsequently relocated to another village, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He added that on May 4, 2026, following a domestic dispute, Mpundu reported the matter to a local headman and later disclosed the alleged murder, adding that the headman then mobilized Community Crime Prevention Unit, CCPU, members who apprehended the couple and handed them over to the police. Mr. Chilabi said the couple is currently in police custody and investigations are ongoing. In a separate incident, police have launched investigations into the murder of a five-year-old girl identified as Gertrude Piri of Mungule area in Chibombo district. Mr. Chilabi said preliminary findings indicate that May 3, 2026, the child was sent to buy buns while other family members attended a church service. He said that upon their return, they discovered she was missing, prompting a search and the filing of a missing person report on Momba Police Post. Mr. Chilabi said that on May 4, 2026, around 06 hours, the child's body was discovered in nearby bushes, a short distance from her home, saying that the body is currently lying at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary, where a postmortem examination is expected to be conducted. Mr. Chilabi said investigations in both cases are ongoing and has appealed to members of the public with any information that may assist in identifying and apprehending suspects in the Chibombo case to report to the nearest police station.
On May 4, 2026, around 06 hours, the child was found dead in nearby bushes, a short distance from her home. The body of the deceased child is lying in the University Teaching Hospital mortuary, where a post-mortem examination is expected to be conducted. Investigations into both cases are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to members of the public with any information that may assist in identifying and apprehending suspects in the Chibombo case to report to